Now with sport, Joe Porter.
Atamaria. Ash Barty is one win away from ending Australia's 44-year wait for a homegrown champion after she beat American Madison Keys in straight sets to advance to tomorrow's Australian Open final. Wimbledon champion Barty has yet to drop a set in Melbourne, and while there's plenty of pressure on her to break Australia's drought at the year's first Grand Slam, she's very much looking forward to the title decider.
Incredibly so. To be in the finals weekend of your home Grand Slam is what a lot of Aussie players dream of. It's going to be an incredible experience come Saturday. I can't wait to go there and enjoy it.
World number one Barty will face American Danielle Collins for the title after the latter beat French Open champion Poland's Iga Świątek in straight sets in last night's second semi-final. The men's semi-finals are tonight. Meanwhile, Novak Djokovic is set to return to action in Dubai next month for the first time since he was deported from Australia over his COVID-19 vaccination status ahead of the Melbourne Grand Slam. There will be a new champion in both the men's and women's domestic T20 competitions this season after the Canterbury Kings defeated the defending champion Wellington Firebirds in a nail-biting chase in Dunedin, and the Otago Sparks knocked the Auckland Hearts out of the competition. The Otago women will play Wellington in tomorrow's grand final, with the Canterbury men playing Northern Districts for the title. The All Whites coach Danny Hay says everyone in the team is happy to stay in Abu Dhabi and play tomorrow's match against Jordan. A security situation arose in the UAE capital on Monday after a ballistic missile attack targeting the city was intercepted. Hay says New Zealand Football have been working closely with the New Zealand consulate and speaking to them on a daily basis.
From my perspective and talking to the senior leaders in the team, everybody's very comfortable with the precautions that are taking place. Obviously, if we felt that there was any risk, we would be trying to get out of here as quickly as possible. But as it stands, all the information we've got, all the feedback we've got, we feel that we're in a good place to stay and play the game.
The All Whites also play Uzbekistan in the UAE. The former Kiwis and NRL player Olsen Filipina has been hospitalised in Australia due to kidney failure. Filipina's brother posted on social media last night that the former Tigers back was in intensive care in New South Wales. And the 40th edition of the Coast to Coast race will go ahead, but the event has been scaled back due to the red light settings. The two-day event categories were cancelled earlier this week, but a one-day event has been confirmed for February the 12th. Koina na pūrongo, hakina kina.